everybody. I'm Harriet Kammack, host of Down to Earth with Harriet Kammack, where we believe that the best is yet to come. So join us as you watch this broadcast and follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Visit my website, www.harrietkammack.com. And remember, hey everybody, this is Harriet Kammack, the host of Down to Earth, the show in which we talk about the issues that matter. And today, I want to entreat you and ask you to bear with me for just a minute as I share this message with all the shepherds. That's right, the shepherds. The people who say they're called of God, they're called by God to lead people to salvation, to lead people to God. But then there are other shepherds. They are the shepherds of industry. They're the shepherds of manufacturing. They're the shepherds of technology. They're shepherds in the classroom. They're shepherds in the home. There are shepherds who are in politics. They're shepherds in Congress. They're shepherds in the Senate. They're shepherds in the president's office. Everyone who leads is a shepherd. But there are specific shepherds, the ones called by God to lead his people to him. Because when all these other arenas fail us, when the politics fail us, when the people in the classroom fail us, when the people in industry, the people in technology, the people in manufacturing, when they fail us, the shepherd in the church is supposed to be the final bastion. His job, her job, is to take us to God, show us the way, tell us how public policy is going to fail us, and then take us to God. When they fail, God has a message for them right now. Stay tuned to listen. And if you wonder why we've been saying this, it's not me. God flows through me. It's the Spirit of God flowing through me. It really isn't something Harriet Gail Kammack, the person, wants to say. But it's a message anyhow that has to come forth into the earth because something is amiss and something is about to change. A change is about to happen. So here comes the warning before the change happens. We've been talking about this since last year. If you go back through my podcast since 2021, late 2021 into now, we've been talking about it. And it's really not what Harriet wants to say in 2023. But here comes this message being used by me. I'm a vessel through which God is speaking into the earth right now to talk about a foolish shepherds. They're foolish. Foolish shepherds is the name of the message today. But before I do that, before I delve into that and deep dive into that kind of thing, let me tell you a little bit about who I am, just in case this is your first time. If this is your first time listening, or if this is your first time watching this broadcast, my name is Harriet Kammack. I'm an author and speaker, but I'm also the founder of the Exodus Foundation, an organization through which we provide relief services to women in our community who are escaping trafficking, human trafficking, and violence as it happens to them. So go to our website, theexodusfoundation.com, or you can go to harrietkammack.com for more information on how you can help us be a part of the movement to help women be restored. Amen. The Bible says we're called to the office of reconciliation and restoration. And so we must do this. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining and thank you so much for listening wherever you are in the world and you're hearing this broadcast. I welcome you to Harriet Kammack Ministries and I welcome you to Down to Earth, this podcast, this broadcast as it reaches you. Amen. Amen. So turn with me in your Bibles to Zechariah. Zechariah the prophet. It's right before Zephaniah, and it's in the Old Testament. I know nowadays in some forums and some arenas, people rarely preach from the Old Testament. They have certain parts of the Old Testament they go to. They always go to 2 Kings 20. They're always in Malachi 3 and 8. Maybe nobody ever really visits Genesis where the Bible talks about, and Exodus where the Bible talks about the Ten Commandments. People have their favorite scriptures, which become the pillars on which they build their ministry. As for me, I find that God takes me through all of it. I'm all over the place. One minute I'm in Luke, the next minute I'm in the Old Testament. And a lot of people say, but Harriet, I thought the Old Testament was done away with. No, it's not. It's the complete work of God. God, the Bible says of itself that it is an example for those of us who remain. Therefore, we're listening to the Old Testament for God to show us the example of how he dealt with people, like ourselves who lived before us, and then he takes us into grace. When you look at both of it, you have the law and you have grace, the Bible is then complete. So from time to time, we're going to go into the Old Testament and find a scripture that is relevant, because the Word of God is life-changing. It's relevant to every situation that we encounter. It always has an application. Years ago, I remember when I just got saved 25 years ago, and I read the book of Daniel, and I thought I was watching the local, the international news broadcast. I couldn't believe it. So it shows you how very applicable the Word of God is. So I'm going to break this down for you. Zechariah, prophet in the Old Testament, and it's Zechariah chapter 11. And we're going to pick it up at verse 15. And if you listened to this broadcast last week, we were in the next chapter of Zechariah. And we talked then about the marks in your hands. And we talked about it, if you are called by God, then what do you have to show? Because when Jesus had been resurrected and had come forth, he walked through the earth. He went to visit the apostles. Remember the story of Thomas, the apostle? Yes. And Thomas said, if you are the Christ, show us. And Jesus held up his hands and said, see the nail marks in my hands? These show you that I am he who is Christ, right? Well, those are the marks in your hands. So we have people who say they're prophets and they posture throughout the earth, and we're trying to see God in them, but they're always telling us about a house and a car, but nobody is ever telling us what is to come. Nobody is ever telling us the economy is going to go south, so save your money. Nobody is ever telling us, go look another job. Your marriage is going to fail. Nobody talks about that. They talk about the things that massage our egos. And so you're looking for the true prophet. So when you leave the service, nothing happens like they say. So you're like, so why do I call you a prophet? And they're like, well, I wear the robes of a prophet. Well, in the Old Testament, it says the people who were prophets, they're dressed in a coat made of hair, animal's hair. That's how they saw themselves. They were reviled of men. So they saw themselves like that and dressed like that. So they stood out from the people. Today, we all look the same. We're all homogenized. Everybody is driving in a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, and an Escalade, and posturing through town, living the biggest houses, have the biggest edifices. Sometimes the biggest building and the grandest structure in the community is the church. But the people live in squalor. No different from the politics, yeah? Exactly. So now you say, so I say, the Bible is saying, well, what are the marks in your hands? So now we have backed up to Zechariah chapter 11. And this is what God is saying to the prophets today and to the shepherds, because the shepherds were whom he gave what? Authority. And he gave them the command to go talk to the people. God specifically called them. So now, he remember in Zechariah 13, he said, did I call you? Did I call you? Now you're going to know why he's asking that question. So turn quickly in the New King James Version of the Bible in Zechariah chapter 11, not the book of Harriet. We are reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, Zechariah chapter 11. And if we pick it up in verse 15, real quick, here's what it says. And the Lord said to me, next, take for yourself the implements of a foolish shepherd. For indeed, I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that stand still, that still stand. But he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces. You heard what the Bible said. I didn't write that. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. A sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall completely wither, and his right eye shall be totally blinded. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree so that you might increase. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray for somebody watching right now and someone listening. that as they hear this message, if they're a shepherd, that their heart will be turned away from the disaster to come. I pray for those who are followers of the shepherds, that they hear this message and understand that the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, is Jesus Christ. And to him alone do we give obeisance. To him alone do we give homage. To him alone do we give the glory and all the praise. And I pray this week, oh God, that you have mercy on us, that you protect these United States. You protect Canada. You protect our borders, oh God. You keep your people right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you dispatch heavenly angels who will take up the corners of this country. I pray right now, oh God, that you will give wisdom to the people who are leading us in the name of Jesus, that you will show them you are God. You will instruct them and guide them in the name of Jesus. Even as I pray for peace in our world today, oh God, I know we have to be watchmen on the wall. I know there are people who don't like the peace, but you are God and you will protect us. You will provide for people in Turkey and Syria. You will provide relief for people everywhere. In the name of Jesus, answer somebody's prayer today for healing in their bodies. Answer somebody's prayer today, oh God, to restore a family, oh God. I pray for those who have sick loved ones. Lord God Almighty, keep our hearts and keep them this week. In the name of Jesus, make a way where there is no way. Make a provision for your people this week. Dry up every tear out of our eyes, oh God. Restore our hearts, oh God, as you restore relationships and families. Bring people together whom you have called together and whom God has joined together. Let no man put asunder, in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about who is a foolish shepherd. The Bible gives very clear instructions that if you say you are called by God, then surely you know who you are. So if you're a shepherd and you say, I have a church and I have been called and God called me, so I'm leading these people, then you better be careful. Watch out, because God is coming for you. You read it right here in verse 17. He says, their arm is going to wither. What's your arm? Your arm is indicative of your authority and the wealth and possessions that you have. They're going to wither and your eye is going to be totally blinded. That means you won't be able to see when the disaster is coming. And this is terrible. And you might say, Harriet, this is such a warning. It is. As we look around our world today, let's be clear and let's just have a moment of transparency. Can just give me 2 seconds right here to be transparent. We're looking at our world today. And we're looking at the fact that since 2008, our economy crashed. Can we just say amen? Okay. Since 2008, our lives have not been the same. What we have been doing is struggling and ratifying and paying Peter to pay Paul and robbing Peter, rob Paul. Sometimes you rob everybody and nobody got paid. We have lost jobs. We have lost income. We have lost houses. Some of us have moved so many times since 2008. Our children have gotten used to just putting stuff in a bag and just say, okay, where's the next one? That's how bad our lives have been. So I'm going to ask you this question. Where were the shepherds before 2008 happened? Were the shepherds watching on the wall? Were they sent by God to come and tell the people that we have had prior to 2008, back up to 1999, 1997, were they there to tell the people that we have had plenty, put something away? No, what were they doing? They were collecting it all for themselves. So they enriched themselves, enlarged their territory. Then they put on straps on the people. They used the Bible and the word to weaponize and beat the people up. They preached fire and brimstone on the people and made hell rain down on the people. The people are standing looking up for God, but all they got was God beating them up. That was not from God. God did not tell you to give $500,000, rob yourself of your $1,000, rob yourself of your $10,000, your $100, your $20. God did not tell you to go give it to anybody. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You gave your money when you should have saved your house. You broke up your family. Where is the preacher who told you that? He's still living big. He still has his multi-million dollar mansion. He still has so many cars, he doesn't have enough feet to drive them. He doesn't have enough, what, days of the week to drive them. Even if he drives 2 per day, he still does not have enough time to drive them. How did he get all of that? they like to come and tell you that God has blessed them. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God did not bless them. God sat back and watched what they were doing, and then they come and ingratiate themselves. These are the same preachers who ingratiate themselves with the lords of our time. The lords of our time are the politicians. They insert themselves with the lords because they think when the disaster comes that those lords and those politicians will protect them. God is God, and you're about to see that God is God. You're about to see God come, and he's going to strike you and take everything from you. Last week, we learned he's going to split your congregation, split your flock. And then what is left, they will find God. But you, my friend, you are done. God is charging you for the distress that the people are facing. Over the years, some people have lost their minds when they think back what they have lost. I'm seeing it right now. People have lost family members because they were believing God, and they would say, but the pastor said. How many times have you heard that? Some people have lost family members who have gone on to glory because they were believing what the pastor said, and the pastor was prophesying and lying to the people. You, the shepherd, you call yourself the shepherd. Let me ask you this question right now. Answer this question to yourself. Don't answer it to me. Answer it to God. But answer this question right now. How many people in your congregation are living in squalor? Ask yourself that. Squalor compared to how you live. When you got up this morning, you had a housekeeper who could fix you whatever you wanted. In fact, you take people from amongst the people in the church to go clean up your house. You have them cleaning up the sanctuary and call it holy. That's a place you build for yourself. Many of you, your sanctuaries are going to be empty, and they're going to convert them back either into community spaces. You're going to lose everything. Not even the banks are going to have anything to do with you. You're going to be wiped out because of what you did in the name of God to the people. You profaned the name of God. You made people curse the name of God. You made people turn their backs on God and said, I don't want to have anything to do with a God like that. Every time the people come into the church, you're charging them to come and hear you speak. Because you tell them they have to pay a tithe, and the tithe has become a hammer on the people. Did you not read the Old Testament? Did you not read in the New Testament where Jesus went into the temple and overturned everything and said, you've made my father's house a den of thieves? Whoa! You thought that was what? A story they told. So you took the parts of the Bible that you liked and preached that part to the people. So you can slip your message in there about how you should be treated, but you don't tell the people what God is really saying. Many of you, you set yourselves up. You notice every day, y'all, just be clear. Every day today, somebody is a bishop. Everybody wants the respect and the homage. They want somebody to elevate them and push them up and talk to them and pull them up. God is going to set you a splinter. So all you want is people to set aside. If it's even 20 people, you just want them, you walk past, they ought to call you bishop. They drive past you everywhere you go in town. You are always at the sports activities. Where are your members? You're the only one who lives, brother. I'm talking to you. You're the only one. What have you done to the people? You took the people's money and you left them with nothing but hatred for God. God is also mad with the people because the people didn't pick up the Bible and read it for themselves. Now, I'm not sitting under any of you. I am reading this Bible for who? Myself. Because I have a heart keen on learning, I find myself finding scriptures to read that I've never heard of. I can't honestly tell you that I'm familiar with the book of Zechariah. I don't know that I'm really familiar with it. I never heard these scriptures before preached in my life. And I am 56 years old, and I've been walking in the faith for 26 years. And I've never heard these scriptures. It tells me then that you all curry favor. You favor what you want people to hear so you can weaponize the message of God and beat the people up. Well, I'm here to weaponize this one for you today, the shepherds. Foolish shepherd, O thou. Foolish shepherd, the Lord God has risen up against you and is coming against you. the Lord God is going to try you. Listen, what you have done, you made impositions on the people. You did what you could to serve your own interests. And you think there is no harm in it because God is going to cover it. And you never believed that you would ever be called to account by the chief shepherd. Now, I want you to think about that. You never thought that the chief shepherd would call you to account. You know who you thought was going to come any day and say that? You didn't think it would be anyone like me. Anybody who tried to come before, you either pushed them away or you brought them into the fold and exposed them to the riches so they had no choice but to take the riches. But God kept me and hid me for a long time. Then he put me through some trials and tribulations that I didn't even want to hear from none of y'all because I knew none of you were right. So here I come. I am whom he sent to tell you that you are wrong. That now your accountability to the chief shepherd. Now, there's one thing Harriet is clear on. There's one thing I am clear on. God is God. Jesus is the chief shepherd. I am clear on that. Maybe it's my gender. I'm female, so I could never impugn that authority to myself. But I'm clear that I have to be accountable to the chief shepherd, just like you were supposed to be. You think it's a joke? Here's the thing. You did so much harm to the people that you left the people unchurched to where the people are now undone. It was your job as the shepherd to come and warn us about all this stuff that has taken place. All of the disasters, all of the stuff. You were supposed to be on the mountain with God. Might I ask you a question? Where would the people find you on a Friday and on a Saturday? I guarantee you none of you are on your knees praying. I guarantee it. You know how I know? Because when you come into the sanctuary on Sunday, nobody's lives are getting changed. Demons are not running off people. People, we are worse off today than we have been. Am I speaking the truth? People now have mental illness like we've never seen before. People have addictions worse than the crack epidemic of the 1970s. People are under burdens that they've never been. No marriages can last beyond 2 years. The average time frame of a marriage today is 2 years. Actually, it's 18 months, if you want to know the truth. People are under such bondage, they can't extricate themselves or get anything out. Our family life is gone and split asunder. Why? Because you, the chief shepherd, you are not praying for the people. People are sick and dying. When was the last time you called a prayer service to pray for the people? When you go to your bed at night, do you go down on your knees and pray? In my house, my children know what time I pray. Do you know they don't come and bother me? Do you know that? Ask them. You know they don't. There's, shh, mommy's praying. Or they will come and say something. Mom, can you pray for so and so? That's how you know that they know that somebody among them is walking with God. The evidence of it. They sometimes say, why is it so hard? Why is it so difficult? Because that is the marks. That is the hair that I wear. So today we may not be wearing clothes made of hair of animals. I think some people wear that to the State of the Union. You know, call it, you know, clothing with made of the fur of animals. But what we do wear is the lifestyle. Our lifestyle. You're rolling around in chariots, Escalades, and Rolls Royces, and Bentleys. You live in mansions. Are you serious? And the people who are giving you 10%, where they live? Some of you think you are so slick. You say, well, I just drive a Ford Escort or I just drive a Ford Expedition. But where you live? How much money is in your bank account? And people come in there and can barely pay their bill to DTE. If you were being honest with yourself, you would know exactly where your money is going because the church has to be donating money to pay people's light bill. But what do you tell those same people? People have told me they've gone to preachers to ask for help. And the preacher takes their tithing record and say he's not going to help them. And you really think you're going to survive that? You're now being held accountable. Every one of you, for every cent that you have collected from the people, for every money you have collected from the people, God is going to take it away from you. So you said, well, The church is not giving me much, so I'm surviving. God is going to split your wealth asunder. In Zechariah 13, it talks about how your mother and father will hold you accountable. God is now your mother and father. For those of you who have lost parents, your parents have gone on to be with the Lord. You're going to find out that you're going to have to go back to the communities where you come from. Because of what you have done, you're going to be so ashamed when you come down so low. Here you are. The people can't tell you different from Hollywood. You created your own Hollywood in the church realm. People don't know you any different because you wear the same things. You act the same. You go to the same parties. Seriously now, you are hanging out with the same people because you want to be seen as being important. So you hang out with the politicians. And if they're not with you, then you have to prove to the people that you're so far removed. This is how your wives sit on the front row on a Sunday. Look, she's better than the people whom she's supposed to be serving. Girl, get up and go wash the feet of the people. Go get up and serve the people. That's service. Man, get down off your high horse and go help somebody fix their car. Pay for it to be fixed. You can afford it. Or better yet, why you don't buy them a new car? You collect enough money over time. Some of you are so wicked, you take out insurance on the people in the church. You insure how much money they collect. You call it a business loss. So you take out insurance. So when your contributions go down, what you do, you call the insurance company and say, in former times, they used to collect this much. I'm going to collect on my insurance now. Some of you insure the lives of the people in the church. So when they die, you collect money and you don't give the money to the people, to their survivors. You tell the insurance company, this person is worth over their lifetime. If they live for an average of 30 years, they're worth over $100,000 in contribution. And you collect the money. God is going to split you asunder. You may not like this, but this is not for the flock. This is not for the sheep. This is for the shepherd. So if you, the sheep like I am, and you're hearing this, understand that God is going to save us, but he's going to charge the shepherd. So when you see them walking around and you say, oh, wasn't that bishop so-and-so and pastor so-and-so and reverend so-and-so, understand that it's what they did, what they have done. When you pray, God takes you up and God says, Harriet, go warn the people. He says to the shepherd, go tell such and such, so and so, it's coming. Tell the people, warn them to get ready and get prepared. You don't do that, but you've kept collecting like you were collecting the tithe, like you're collecting a tax. Satan deceived you. You didn't even realize you were walking with the form of godliness, but not the true God. How you like that? You think I'm enjoying this right now? No, because I am worried about the people. But I have to sit back and watch the people. Can't get healed, can't get a prayer through, can't get nothing done. And worse, they hate God, who was not the one who did all of this. So I say to you right now in the name of Jesus, I am not here today to ask you to confess, because it's going to come regardless of what you say.